Welcome to Explore Radio, WKSU's look at science and innovation. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Cleveland has the highest concentration of small manufacturers in Ohio. Many of these companies have been making things the same way for generations. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at how things have been made and what companies need to change in order to survive. We may be on the cusp of another industrial revolution. Engineers call it Industry 4.0. Industry 1.0 was the steam engine. Industry 2.0 was Henry Ford and the production line.
I am a Ford car.
The introduction of robots and automation marked Industry 3.0. And making them smart and integrated, well, that's Industry 4.0. They're not quite there yet at Wire Products Company. It's a medium-sized manufacturer on Cleveland's west side. Just off the highway, we come to a street that could be anywhere in America. It's called Industrial Parkway. That's where we meet Dan Collins, VP of Marketing at Wire Products.
We manufacture parts, including springs, wire forms, and stampings, to companies that use our parts for larger assemblies.
Wire Products is one of dozens of companies taking part in a research project that helps to identify the needs of Cleveland's small manufacturers. Collins takes us on a tour of the Wire Products factory.
This half of the building is what we call our multi-slide department. Mostly flat wire material. As you see, everything comes in spools, coils of steel.
Workers feed the coiled steel into churning machines that bend, twist, and snip it into a bewildering number of parts, clips, and gadgets. In another part of the factory, we meet Dan Fulham. He's operating a diabolical-looking multi-armed machine.
It's a high-speed CNC coiling machine.
What does it do?
Well, we make springs.
They used to be able to make 40 of these per minute. Now Fulham says with a recently added laser guide, they boosted output of the machine threefold.
This laser controls the amount of wire in the spring. There's a position right there. It reads it, and if it's good, it sends it on its way.
It's among the most high-tech items you'll find in the factory. Back in his office, Dan Collins says upgrades like the laser are based on the need to be competitive.
To make parts faster, quicker, more repeatable, less scrap, those types of things have sort of forced our hand.
But for most of his production, it's not much different than it was in the 1950s.
I mean, for gosh sakes, we just put wireless internet in this facility about 2 years ago.
And that's what worries researcher Ken Laparo. He chairs the Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at Case Western Reserve University. Laparo is part of a National Science Foundation grant looking into the technological challenges facing small manufacturers in Cleveland. He worries when these companies tell him,
"Oh, I know my competitor. It's Joe, you know, down the street three blocks." No, you don't. You have no clue. That was your competitor, but you don't know who your competitor is going to be tomorrow.
Laparo says American manufacturing is facing the same disruptions seen in industries like retail, newspapers, the taxi business.
I don't think that yellow cab here in Cleveland ever saw Uber coming.
And for manufacturing,
the urgency is much more immediate than people think.
And Laparo says Industry 4.0 is coming fast.
In 3 years, it's going to be too late.
Part of Industry 4.0 is the industrial Internet of Things, basically bringing those machines from the 1950s into the Internet age by adding sensors and components that allow them to talk to each other. Ed Weston is also part of the project. He's director of growth programs at an industry support group called Manufacturing Works, helping neighborhood companies like Wire Products. He works with a couple of hundred West Side manufacturers.
They do not have a technology strategy. They do not have an Internet of Things technology strategy because they don't have a job called chief technology officer. Matter of fact, that's just a collateral duty of the owner, who's also the president, who also probably is heavily enmeshed in sales, etc.
John Colm is founder and president of Manufacturing Works. The organization's been around for 30 years. He says another problem is that the realities of industry don't mesh with the cycles of academia.
There were a couple companies that were interested in exploring the use of these sensors. They were willing to work with Case, for example, and Case was willing to work with them. Then the semester ended.
Colm says they're moving ahead anyway, scheduling workshops to teach small manufacturers about the Internet of Things. Back at CASE, project leader Robert Gao recognizes that research may not be able to bridge the gap quickly enough to meet the immediate needs of business.
I mean, fundamental research, by definition, are about creating new knowledge. That's what we do.
It's a conundrum.
I mean, if you stick to this definition, you will never be able to solve those social, economical problems.
But he says small manufacturers on Cleveland's west side need affordable solutions now.
Because these companies, they are facing increasing competition.
The answer to the problem may just be blocks away. At John Marshall High School, they're training the next generation of IT professionals to solve the challenges of Industry 4.0. We'll look at that in next week's Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.